It's a pleasure now to welcome back somebody who was here with us a little bit ago. She is from Oakdale. She's 14 and in eighth grade at West Allegheny. We'll talk with her a little bit after her first song so you can get to know her better. Her name is Gabriella Salvucci.
A way we could stop going through our days like a speeding car. Maybe we could even clean the yard. Maybe we could go to the water park. And I am being brave to tell you this. And I am no longer afraid to tell you this. But you seem like a different person sometimes. And I can tell if you're alright, 'cause the panic in your eyes, 'cause the panic in your eyes. Slow down, stop racing, slow down. Slow down, heart, stop racing, slow down. But you seem like a different person sometimes. And I can tell if you're alright, 'cause the panic in your eyes. And I am talking to myself all the time. And I am getting lost in my mind. And I am being brave to tell you this. And I am no longer afraid to tell you this. But you seem like a different person sometimes. And I can tell that you're not alright, 'cause the panic in your eyes. But it'll be alright.
Gabriella Salvucci, you sound great. How have you been since you were last here?
Really good.
Can you tell me a bit about that song and when you wrote it and how it came to be?
Okay, well, I wrote it a couple weeks ago. It just like happened. I don't really know what it's about. But so, yeah, I wrote it like I went to music camp in the summer. And we learned, like, a lot about writing songs and stuff, and then I was able to write that song.
What are some of the tips you learned or things you learned about songwriting?
Well, we just learned about, like, writing bridges and, like, just trying to make it, like, flow better, songs.
Well, that was a great song, and you have a beautiful voice,
thank
too.
You.
I remember how well you sing. Have you been singing since you were really little?
Yeah.
Or I'm curious about when you discovered your love for music.
Well, I used to sing a lot when I was, like, 5, but I would just sing, like, random things that were just, like, I don't even know.
You probably wrote your own songs, I'll
yeah.
bet. A lot of kids that age mm-hmm. do that, too. It's just you see something, and all of a sudden it's a song.
Yeah.
And when did you start playing piano?
I think I started playing piano when I was, like, 7 or 8. But
was there a piano in your house that you just sort of walked up to and started playing, or did somebody teach you?
Well, my sister played piano. And then I started playing, and I have, like, a piano teacher still now, so, yeah.
I've took lessons when I was a kid, and I can play a little bit, but the idea of singing and playing at the same time, I think, I know, is a challenge for me. Was it hard for you to figure that out?
A little bit. I just, like, I don't know.
I did want to mention, I know your mom is here today. Is there anybody else you'd like to acknowledge or give a shout out to?
Oh, yeah. Well, I just wanted to say hi to my cousins and everybody who's in West Virginia. And my piano teacher, Doris, who's also listening to this. And my aunt in Florida. So, yeah.
Well, great. We're glad you're online. If you would like to send a message, you can email us. If you browse over to slbradio.org, there's an area called Instant Input. You can send a message in support of Gabriella, or you can text us at 412-200-5975, and we'll share that with her. What would you like to play next?
I have another song that I wrote, like, actually, I got to record it at music camp, so I guess.
What's it called?
It's called Our Own Song.
Once again, this is Gabriella Salvucci.
I'm stuck in some random position. It's hard to sing when no one is listening, but we do it anyway. Yeah, we do it anyway. The sadness makes my voice shake. I can't find the words I'm feeling. I feel them every day. I'll try to see them some way. We wait in lines for our time, but sometimes we wait too long. It isn't fair, we can't sing our own song. Our own song, so we know that we truly belong. Time to be happy and free hasn't passed, hasn't come, but I can feel the breeze. I think a new time has begun. We wait in lines for our time, but sometimes we wait too long. It isn't fair, we can't sing our own song. Our own song, so we know that we truly belong.
Gabriella Salvucci, your voice just kind of blows me away. You're such a powerful singer. Have you taken lessons? You mentioned Doris is teaching you piano. Is anybody helping you with voice?
Well, I used to do, like, musical theater, so I had a vocal teacher for, like, some time, but I haven't had one for, like, a year now. So I'm trying to get another, like, vocal teacher so I can...
Where did you do musical theater?
Pittsburgh Musical Theater.
Oh, excellent. They do a great... job too. Your sister Hannah just wrote, and you sound amazing as always. Miss you and see you soon. Love your sister Hannah. So Hannah and her sister, she would be a sister. Is she away at school?
Or? Yeah, she's in college.
Well, great that she took a minute to write. So you're in eighth grade, just starting eighth grade. Have you thought at all about what you might like to do when you get out of high school? It's kind of far away, but I have a feeling you might be thinking a little bit about it.
Yeah, I wanted to do like music, but I don't really know if that's gonna work out. But if it like doesn't, I want to be a veterinarian, but I don't really know. So.
Well, there's still plenty of time. You must have. Do you have pets now?
Yeah.
Ooh, can you tell me about them?
Well, I have two dogs and a cat, and yeah, my dogs are named Lily and Daisy, and they're very crazy.
Are they related to each other?
No.
No. And how does your cat, what's your cat's name?
Katie.
Does Katie get along with Lily and Daisy?
No. She doesn't even go near them.
What else do you like to do in addition to music?
I play basketball, so yeah.
Well, that's great. You really are very talented. Have you played with other musicians to back you up?
Yeah. Like at music camp, we had like bands, and I was in a band with these two other girls and Liz Berlin. So
oh, great.
Really cool. And yeah, so there was like ukulele and guitar on my songs and stuff.
Well, Liz would be a great teacher. I've known Liz for a long time. And I'm sure you played out in front of an audience as part of camp, at least I hope you did, but have you had a chance to play out in some other experiences too where folks get a chance to hear you?
Yeah, I went to like my first open mic night. I think it was like last week, like last Tuesday I went to that.
Good.
And yeah, that was fun.
How'd it go?
It was good.
I'll bet people really liked hearing from you. Let me check and make sure that you don't have any other messages I might have missed. I think I got them all. By the way, if you want to text us, it's 412-200-5975, or you can email slb@slbradio.org. It's really fun to have you here. This is our last chance to talk. Is there anything else you wanted to mention? I have one more question I want to ask you, but is there anything you want to mention that I didn't ask you about?
I don't really know. Sure.
Well, that sounds like we got everything pretty much done. What I'm curious about is for somebody who is writing songs or maybe learning piano like you, who is not feeling as accomplished as you are, do you have any advice or recommendations? Because I think a lot of people might just decide to quit. Do you have any advice?
I would say that you should just like keep doing it because I was not really like try to like get yourself out there and like do things that are out of your comfort zone. Cause like I was really scared about like going to music camp cause I'm like kind of shy, but like I just did it and it ended up benefiting me like a lot. So.
Well, I'm glad you, are a very genuine, natural performer, and I can't wait to hear your next song. What will it be?
This song's called Lightning in the Rain.
Okay, I think this is a name you should remember. Here again, Gabriella Salvucci.
I'm tired of you fighting my battles. I can be the lightning in the rain. Monsters in my head are aching, hitting me from inside my brain. But you just throw it away down the drain. So why we gotta lie to stay in line? We're doing this all of the time. We know that nightmares aren't child's play. The news gets them every day. But we still hold back. We don't know that we could make change. The mint makes it every day. I'm tired of you fighting my battles. I can be the titan in the game. The monsters in my head are shaking, hitting me from inside my brain. But why we gotta lie to stay in line? We're doing this all of the time. We know that nightmares aren't child's play. The news gets them every day. But we still hold back. We don't know that we could make change the mint makes it every day. You take the left, I'll take the right. I know we'll make it out of this fight. You take the right, I'll take the left. We're gonna make it out of this mess. Boy, we gotta lie to stay in line. We're doing this all of the time. We know that nightmares on child's play. The news gets them every day. But we still hold back. We don't know that we couldn't make a change. The mint makes it every day. Every day.
Gabriella Salvucci, thank you.
Thank you.
For being along with us. And your dad just wrote, great job, Gabs, he writes. And is today a special day for you? Or do you have a special day in your life? What day were you born?
I was born on the 25th, so it was...
my brother was born on that day. Well, your dad says happy birthday, so you just turned 14 on just a few days ago.
Yeah.
On September 25th. Well, your dad wrote happy birthday, and thank you again.